Zog de Gemara, Daf Tzadi Gimel, Omid Aleph, 6 lines from the top, Tonu Rabbonon. Eilu she'oisen es ha'sheni. These are the ones that do Pesach Sheni instead of Pesach Rishon. We know the Torah says, Tomei and Derech Rechoike. The Torah gives 2 examples. Those do Pesach Sheni. Eilu she'oisen es ha'sheni, ha'zovin. Someone who's a zov, that's a male. V'ha'zovois, and female, zovois. Ha'metzeroin, males, v'ha'metzerois. V'nidois, u'boyele nidois. These are all types of tumas, it says in the Torah Tomei. So we're including all types of tumas, male and females. Vayol doise isha detzia ledes, vahashoigigin, someone who's a shoigig. Vahanusin, shoigig means he didn't even know it's Pesach. He didn't know it's Erev Pesach. Vahanusin, he was onus. Vahamezidin, even bemezid, we were married before in the Gemara, mezid, bring Pesach sheni. Vitomei, vishahoye bederech choyka, these are the 2 mentioned in the Torah, Tomei, and we're including all types of tumas, v'shoi b'derech ha'choyka, those are the ones that are going to bring Pesach Sheini. Zok de Gemara, im kein loma nema tome, that why does it have to say tome in the Torah? If anusim and shoigin and mazidim are also nitcha to Pesach Sheini, so why does the Torah enumerate specifically tome? What's unique about tome? On that, the Gemara says, loma nema, meaning what's your question? Why does it say tome? Tome is a big chiddush. The reason why it has to say that Tomei is nitcha de Pesach Sheni is to tell me the Chiddush, the boy lemevet berishon lo yishafkinole. Because we're going now on the tzad that even if you want someone to shecht on your behalf, it doesn't work berishon. You can't have someone shecht on your behalf when you're Tomei. We're going now that a Tomei is not like an other type of onus that you can have someone shecht on your behalf. There's a machlokes we had before, if shecht nimizokin at Tomei Sheretz. So here we're talking about a Tomei Meis, even b'shvi sheloi, that's like Tomei Sheretz, same thing. And if you hold Ein Shechtim V'Zokin HaTomei Sheretz, who would then Ein Shechtim V'Zokin HaTomei Meiz B'Shvi Shaloi? And you can't have someone Shechtim in your behalf. So Tomei is a Chiddush. The Chiddush of Tomei is that the boy Lemevet B'Rishon Loi Shavkin Olei. So what's rather the question? Zok the Gemara. The question the Gemara is, Elo Im Kein Loma Nema B'Derech Rechoika. Why does the Torah have to enumerate? Derech Rechoika. Why is it not mentioned the other ones of Onus and Shoyim Mezidin? On that, the Gemara answers, Lepoitra min akoreis. The Chiddush in Derech Rechoike is that you might think, after all, why shall be potem in koreis? Someone who's with Derech Rechoike is potem in akoreis. Why shall be potem in akoreis? I have a choice. I'm able to have someone shecht on my behalf. I'm able to make myself be not with Derech Rechoike, or for sure can have someone shecht on my behalf. So why should I be potem in koreis? Maybe I should be chayv in koreis because I'm bederech rechoika, but I could have someone shecht on my behalf. So the chiddush is bederech rechoika is potem in koreis, even though you can have someone shecht on your behalf. And that's like manda oma, zok de gemara, ukamanda oma huitzer, like Rav Nachman that said before, not like Rav Sheshes, like Rav Nachman that said they can have someone shecht on your behalf. Now, ein chanam, if you're going with Rav Sheshes, you could have said fakeret. If you're going with Rav Sheshes, you could have said that there's no chiddush in Derech Rechoika, because you cannot have someone shecht on your behalf. So then that's not a chiddush that you are not chayv koreis. And you could have said the chiddush is in Tomei, that on the tzad, that you shoichtim izokan atomei sheretz. Meaning, shoichtim izokan at someone is Tomei meis, b'z yoim shvi shaloi. But we're going now, according to Rav Nachman, Rashi says, so mainly we're saying the chiddush is in Derech Rechoika. Zog Rashi in the middle of Dibba Maschil, el loma nema Derech Rechoika, v'im toimar, shlo yishlach pischoi kud Rav Sheshes. Maybe the chiddush is like Rav Sheshes, that you can't have someone shecht on your behalf. Haitan and Leslie, Elik Rav Nachman Svi Leidoma Hutza. We hold like Rav Nachman that you could have someone shecht on your behalf. The Iker Rav Sheshes, then itzich derech rechoik lemeimar, di boy loy leavit. You need derech rechoik gufa to tell me that you can have someone shecht on your behalf. So then you can ask me that derech rechoik lomeli. That would not be the kasha if you're going like Rav Sheshes. And this Rashi learns in the Mishnah 2, the first Rashi in the Perek. So it comes out Lamaskona. The Gemara is saying, according to Rashi, Loma Nemar Tome is not a kasha. Why? The boy lemevet b'rishon lo yishafkinolei. The chiddush is that avada, even if he wants to, he can't. And he's not like another person that can have a shliach do it on your behalf. We don't allow a tome to do it. The question is, what's a chiddush in derech rechoika? L'chari, why is it mentioned more than others? The teretz is, l'poitim in akoris. Even though you can have someone shech from you, you're still going to be potim in akoris. Zog di gemara, isha b'sheni mi mechaiva. We just said in the braisa, that elu oisin es hasheni. It says zovin and zovois, that's noshim. Mitzeroin and mitzerois. It says nidois. It says yoldois. Since when is a woman chayv in Pesach Sheni? V'otanya. We had a brisa. Yochaloyu oisin esasheni. Ela tomei nefesh. V'shoi b'derech choyka. You might think that only tomei nefesh and derech choyka, the Torah says, those can do Pesach Sheni. However, zovin tzoyroin uboil enidois, which is dafka the males. It doesn't mention zovois and mitzoyrois and nidois. It says zovin mitzoyroin uboil enidois minayin. How do you know they can also do Pesach Sheni? Tamud loimai ish ish. The Torah says, Dabo b'nei Yisrael lemo ish ish. The Rebbe of Ish Ish is coming to tell me, dafka a male, not a female. So it's schwer from the brayz before that says that nidois and metzarois and zovois can do pesach sheni. We see clearly in the Rebbe of Ish Ish that you ma'abed dafka anoshim. Zogim al loikasha ha'rab Yosi ha'rab Yehuda ve'rab Shimon. And Rashi says as follows: Ho Rabbi Yosi, Ho Rabbi Yosi, the Oma befreken leel noshim b'sheni shechlem fnei atzmon, meaning noshim are mechuyev. We had a machlokes, three machlokes tanoim. Rabbi Yosi shita was that noshim yishecht on their own, meaning there's a chuyev for women to have pesach sheni. So that makes sense why it says in the original brisa, zovin zovos mitzrayim mitzrayim, because noshim are shechlem leim fnei atzmon. They taka mechuyev. Masha Enkein, Ho Reb Yehuda Reb Shimon, those were the other Tanoim that held that Ami Rishos. They're only to Rishos. Either she's Nitfal, or she's only Nitfal in the Rishon, not in the Sheni. But the point is, she's Nitfal. So because it's only Rishos, so that's why it's not included in the Pasuk of Ish Ish, that we say only Zovin and Emetzeroin, but not the Noshim. Zog di Gemara. So that's how we answer. Zog the Gemara weiter now. Now goes the big sugya about what's the yisoid in Pesach Sheni. Is it a shloma to the first one, or is it a regel b'fnei atzmai? Zog the Gemara ton rabbonon. Chayev kores ala rishoin v'chayev kores ala sheni divrei Rebbe. The first sheet of Rebbe is that you chayev kores Pesach rishoin and you chayev kores Pesach Sheni. Now, you can't be chayev kores twice. You may be kitzi yomov, it's already over. It's once. So what it means is, you could be chayiv koros for the first, if you're mazit, or you could be chayiv for the second, if you're mazit. Zok Rashi. Chayiv koros al rishim, chayiv koros al sheni, chiyuv koros yesh al zeh v'al zeh, uv'chad gavar le mishkachas lo. Obviously, you can't be chayiv twice misa. Detrei k'toli v'chad gavar leiko. V'im le'inyan, if you're going to tell me, dim shogak b'shneim is chayiv shtei chatois, maybe it's come to tell me, we know chayiv krisis b'shoig chayiv chatos. So maybe you chayiv two chatois, now you could be chayiv twice, two korbonos. So Rashi, no. Leik alamei mahochi. The kores, the Pesach, ein chayovan ha-shigos ha-chatos. Not all chayiv krisis are created equal. Some of them are chayiv chatos. Krisis, the Pesach, is not chayiv chatos, because not a lav, it's an essay. So Gemara, the Tanan b'krisis, the Mishnah, the Pesach, the Abbey says, ha-Pesach v'amilim, it's essay, ve'ein chatos bo, elal shigas kores alav. It's not a lav, it's an essay. The chsev, it says in the Pesach, Asher loisa aseno v'oshem. Loisa aseno. The parsh of Chatos is loisa aseno. He says, nefesh achas techto b'shgogo. Me'ama oretz ba'asoyisa achas mi'mitzah Hashem. Asher loisa aseno v'oshem. So since Pesach and Mila is an essay, there's no Chatos. So to be chayiv twice kor is impossible. To say it's going Chatos, not relevant either. Elo, what's an afkamina to be chayiv twice? Zog Rashi, nafkamina. The im shogak be'echo men. V'hezi b'chaveiro chayiv. If you're shogig in one and you're mazid in the other, you're chayiv on the mazid kores. You chayiv kores for the mazid. So you chayiv mazid on one of them. Doesn't make a difference which one. It could be shogig on the first and mazid on the second. It could be mazid on the first and shogig on the second. You chayiv for one of them. Now here, this is clearly going that sheni is not tashlum in the rishon. Because if it's tashlum in the rishon, So then you wouldn't be chayev on the second one if you're shug on the first. Must be it's a regular from the atzmai. That's how he looks at it. Divrei Rebbe that it's a regular from the atzmai is going to be mukhal like that in Gemara soon. So then that's the reason why it's a regular from the atzmai. So it's a chayev from the atzmai. Zok Rashi another nafkamina inami legersh and his gaya ben shnei psochim. If a ger was megaya between the two psochim. Pesach Rishon, he was a goy. Pesach Sheni was a yid. So it's shach to be chayv koris if he doesn't bring Pesach Sheni. Or likewise, we can have cotton shehigdil ben shei psachim. Now we had a Tosis before in Daftari Aleph that said cotton shehigdil ben shei psachim is not going to be chayv koris. That's not going with this man Omar. The Mashal has a kash and a cheshbon that it should go with this man Omar. But like upon him, that's clearly telling these two man Omim. Cotton shehigdil by mitzvah bacha is pshetel. It turned by mitzvah between the two Pesach Rishon Pesach Sheni. It's only negaya if you hold that regel b'fnei atzma, you can be chayv koris on the second. Or Gershon is Gaia. So that's the first shita. Chayv kosal lishem, chayv kosal sheni, doesn't mean twice chorus, doesn't mean twice chatos, but in nafkamina is mezid be'echad, each one of them. Or nizgayer ben shtei psochim. Second shita. Lem nosen oimer. Chayv kores ala rishon upota ala sheni. Reb Nosson says, you chayv chorus on the first, and you pot on the second. Reb Nosson says, a new din. Reb Nosson clearly holds that you chayev koris only on the first, and the second one, you potter. You're not going to be chayev on the second one. Zog Rashi, upot al hasheni, what does that mean? Vim shogak v'rishoin, if let's say you were shogig on the first, v'hezit b'sheni, you're going to be potter. The second one is not a regular for the atzmoy, according to Reb Nosson. You can't be chayev even if you maze it on the second Pesach Sheni. It's not a regular b'fnei atzmoy. So mainly you pot on the second one. If you maze it on the first, yes, you chayev chayev kosal rishon. But if you maze it on the second, you're going to be potter. Why? Because it's a hashlama of the first. So you're not going to be chayev on hashlama if the first one you were shogeg b'rishon b'hei b'sheni you potter. Now let's go back a second before we go to the third shita. Rebbe was the first shita. Rebbe says you chayev on the first and chayev on the second. And Rashi says the nafkamina is if you are hazen in one of them. Now, hu adin, the tzlach bavorns, let's say you were hazed in the first and you did the korban pesach in the sheni. It doesn't have to be shogak b'sheni. Let's say you actually brought the korban pesach in the sheni. If you're hazed on the first, you chayev koris. Each one is a regal b'fnei atzmoy, so a mele you chayv on each one individually. It's not a din tashlumin. So why does Rashi have to say only zok the tzlach? Hezid b'rishon v'shogeg b'sheni. It could have been hezid b'rishon the heavy korbanah b'sheni. You still gonna be chayv koris. The sheni doesn't pat to you. It's not a hashloma. It's a regal b'fnei atzmoy. As zok the tzlach. However, the Rambam says clearly in Korban Pesach that if you brought the Korban Pesach on the sheni, even according to this first shita of Rebbe, that's regular b'fnei atzmoy, you're going to be potter. And the reason is that ein chenami, it's a regular b'fnei atzmoy, but the chiyuv koris is only when you did not bring it on both psochim. Yes, it's a regular b'fnei atzmoy, but the chiyuv koris, that's what Blazer Shach and Abiezer explains, the chiyuv koris is only when you did not bring it on both. Is it a regular b'fnei atzmoy? Yes. Could you be chayv koris for each one? Yes, if you're mazed on each one. And each one of them, each one of the other, you can be mazed to be chayv. But if you're mazed on the first and you brought it on the second, you're not going to be chayv koris. Because you're potter, you're excluded from the chayv koris. Why you nifka? Because you, lemais, you brought it in one of them. Only if you didn't bring in either, that's when you're going to be chayv koris. So it comes out in Afkamina. Let's say noshim. There's a tzad that we said that noshim berishon is chayv b'sheni b'shus. So that means they can pater themselves from the chiyuv koris if they bring it on their second one, even though it's a rishus. Now, our Sameach says you can't say that no, Noshim cannot take away the chiyuv koris because it's only rishus. It can be that Noshim are more common than men. So even if Rishon is chayv and Sein is rishus, they should be able to uproot their chiyuv koris if they brought it on the rishus. Because it can't be that they're more common than men. The question that Michas Chinuch and other Achronim have, that let's say the second one of the Noshim, the second comes out on Shabbos. So if it's Rishus, it's not Doicha Shabbos. Yeah. Are you able to bring it on Shabbos to Mafkir Yechiv Koris? If you're only going to be Chayiv Koris if you didn't brought it on either, so maybe Noshim, even though it's a Rishus on the second one and it's on Shabbos, it should be Doicha Shabbos to Mafkir Yechiv Koris. The Michas Chinuch says no. If it's Shabbos, it's Rishus, not Doicha Shabbos. But on the other hand, if Lemais it's taking away Yechiv Koris, you should be able to. The Gri Perla says that he brings clear that you should be able to bring it on Shabbos Mafkir Yechiv Koris. So again, so the first shita is Rebbe shita. It's a regular b'fnei atzmoy. If you haze it with this, or in the second one, either one you chayv koris. The second shita is Reb Nosson. Chayiv goes al rishon, heizib rishon is chayiv, potah l'sheni. If you're amazing on the second one, you're going to be potah. Why? Because it's tashlum in the rishon. If shogeg b'rishon, heizib b'sheni, you're going to be potah. Third shita, Reb Chanani ben Akav Yoimer, af al rishon ein chayiv kores. Even on the first one, you're not chayiv kores. Unless, elam kein lo osis asheni. Similar to the story we said before. But Reb Chanani ben Akav is saying, now, this is different than the first sheet, obviously, but Reb Chanani ben Akav says, you can't be chayiv kores until you didn't bring it in either one of them. But if you're hazen in one, that's not enough. The first sheet to hold hazen in one is enough. Reb Chanani ben Akav Yoimer, af al rishon ein chayiv kores em kein lo osis asheni. Until you did not do the second one. Zog Rashi. Af al rishon. Im hezid, ein chayiv kores, at she yozid ap asheni. According to B'chaim and Kavi, you have to be mazid on both. You have to be mazid on both. The only way you chayiv, according to the first shita, you're mazid on one shong and the other you chayiv. Shong on one mazid and the other one you chayiv. With B'chaim and Kavi, you have to be mazid on both. Im hezid, ein chayiv kores, at she yozid ap asheni. Avalim osis asheni. If let's say you did the second one, you brought it, which was the chiddush we talked about before in the first shita. Oy shogak boy, you're potter legamri. You're totally potter, even though you're amazing on the first. Why? Because he holds clearly that it's not regular for the atzmai. The sheni tashlumin the rishon. It's the second one is the tashlumin of the first. V'takant the rishonu. It's a way to fix up whatever you mess up in the first. So unless you're amazing in both, you're not going to be chayv kores. Umezit shaloi hu gom goy shal kores the rishon. If you're amazing in the second, that's the gemar of the chayv kores. Hilkach be'ezemen sheshogak potter. If you're shogging in one of them, you're potter. You could be amazing in the first, shogging in the second, you're potter. Shogging in the first, amazing in the second, you're potter. Why? Because it's tashlum in the rishon and the gemar of the chorus is only when the second one you're also amazing on. Those are the three shittas. Zog the gemara ve'oz de l'tamayu. These three shittas of Rebbe and Reb Nosson is the shittosom. The Tanya, we have a clear machlokes. According to Rebbe, we're saying it's a regel b'fnei atzmoi. According to Reb Nosson, we're saying it's a tashlum in the rishon. Chayiv kores al rishon potach al sheni because it's tashlumin. B'chanayin mekav it's for sure tashlumin. Zog di gemara ve'oz le tamayu. This is shitosom. The Tanya ger shenis gai ben shtei psochim. This stuff coming with Rashi brought is a gemara. A ger is a guy between the two psochim. V'chein koten shehigdil ben shtei psochim. A koten is galah between the two psochim. Chayiv las pesach sheni. Divrei Rebbe. Why does he have to make a pesach sheni? It clearly has to make a Pesach Sheni because he holds it's a regel b'fnei atzmoi. The fact that I wasn't by mitzvah, I was a goy by the Pesach Rishon, that doesn't relieve me or that doesn't pater me from my chiev of Pesach Sheni because it's a regel b'fnei atzmoi. So Mamela, it's clearly Rabbi Shita is a regel b'fnei atzmoi, so it's a own chiev, and even if it wasn't a goy in the first one, that's the first Shita. Divi Rabbi. Reb Nosson Neumer, no. If you were zok in the first Pesach, then zok l'sheni. Then you bring the second. Kol she'en is zok l'rishon, and is zok l'sheni. Clearly, it's a machlokes of regel b'fnei atzmoi or tashlum in the rishon. Zok d'mo b'may k'mifgi. Rabbi sova sheni regel b'fnei atzmoi. Rabbi holds it's a regel b'fnei atzmoi. So even if you're nizgal ben shtei psochim, or if you nizgal ben shtei psochim, or nizgay ben shtei psochim, you chayv to bring. V'gam notzen sova sheni tashlum in the rishonu. Now the Gemara continues, it's a tashlumin de rishon, indeed, it's a tashlumin of the first. Tikune le rishon le matkenei. Tikune le rishon le matkenei. Meaning, it's not a tikun of the first. Zok Rashi. Tashlumin de rishon, according to Reb Nosson, tashlumin de rishon, uman de loy ichsi be rishon, whoever's not drawing the first, loy mechayev asheni, he's not going to be chayiv on the second, and since he was his gal, he's going to be potter. Umiu zok Rashi, the Gemara fears always tikkun l'rishon l'mitatken, meaning tikkun l'rishon mikores is not going to be misakin you. Im hezit berishon, if you're amazing in the first, lo mitatken lei, you can't be misakin it like a bchalan me kavya by bringing it in the second. Hilka chayiv kores al rishon v'afil os sasheni. According to Reb Nosson, if you brought it on the second, you're still going to be chayiv kores because you're amazing on the first. It's not the pshat like a b'chaim in a kavi, it's a tikkun of the first. Hey, you can still fix it up. Upotu ala sheni, and he's put on the second one, im shogeg berishon. However, since it's a tashlumin, you can't be chayv for the second one on its own if you made it on the second one. Upotal hasheni im shogeg berishon ve'ez b'sheni. If you're shogeg the first and you made it on the second, you're going to be potter. Why? Because it's only a, it's a tashlumin. It's not a regular b'fnei atzmoi. The les lechiyuv ve'bapi nafshei. You're shogging the first, so he's saying very simple. According to Reb Nosson, if you're shogging the first, you can never be chayv in the second, even if you maize in the second. If you maize in the first, you're going to be chayv on it, but you can't be misakin it by doing it now in the second, because it's tikkun l'rishon l'mitakenay, unlike the b'chanani ben akavya. V'chanani ben akavya, so far, sheni tekanta l'rishonu, you can fix it up. So, drashi tekanta l'rishon, mikoris delay, you can fix up the chorus. Da'afil heizah b'rishon, ha'sheni poitrim in ha'chorus, if you bring it, because the gemara, the chorus, like what she said, is by the sheni. So that's the gemara explains now, the three are machloikas, l'shitosom, l'gabe this din, if it's tashlum in the rishon, not tashlum in the rishon, or not a tikkun el rishon either, even if it's tashlum in the rishon, but it's not a tikkun el rishon. Now, in this etzem din, we'll finish with this yisoid, a kotten shehigdil ben shtei psochim. So, the Rambam says, we're talking about dafka, that they did not shecht for him, because you're allowed to have kids join you in your minui, in your chabura. So, dafka, when they did not have the kid join in the chabura of the adults, that's when his chayiv lasa is Pesach Sheni. Kon sheigdil, and he didn't bring a Pesach Sheni, he's mechayiv chayiv lasa Pesach Sheni. Only then is he chayiv. Because if, let's say, they shechted on him, he's already upkapatit. Why? Because, like we said, you can be mana cotton in your chabura. Now, who had in l'chayra? It will come out, Zokta B'chaim in Sefer. If, let's say, you have a chayra shoyta in the cotton, the Pesach Rishon, they were chayra shoyta, they were chayra shoyta. And they were nispakhu by Pesach Sheni, if you're makiv on them, the Pesach, the Rishon, they put on the Sheni. When is it chayiv last is Pesach Sheni? When you were not part of any chabur in the first. Just like a cotton, if he was a part of a chabur, he's zok. The Rambam is potter, Zok the Chaim Uadin, by Cherish and Shoyta. If they're in Ispakhu, and the Berishon they were brought, even though they were Cherish and Shoyta, they're off the hook. Because once you're makim on someone, even though he was a Shoyta then, he's not Mechuyev in the second one. Even though Elamais, he wasn't Mekayim and Mitzvah Pashtas, because he was a Shoyta. Shoyta is not Mekayim Mitzvahs. Shoyta is potter when a Mitzvahs. So, Pshat is, the word is, a cherish and a shoyta, not mufka from the mitzvah. They're not totally mufka from the mitzvah. They're just not mechuyev. They're not mekayim the mitzvah, but they're not mufka. So if someone was brought it on their behalf, they'll be off the hook taka for the second one. And that's where you can be makif on their behalf. Reb Chaim wants to say, even by Pesach, maybe they're even mekayim some type of a mitzvah when someone is makif on their behalf. That's Reb Chaim in Sefer Lagabe, this didn't come Pesach. Now, the fact that you're mechuyev to bring a Pesach Sheni, if let's say you're mazed on the second one, a cotton shin is gal. If you're mazed on the second one, you chayv chorus. According to Rebbe that says that you chayv on each one of them. It's a regular finatzmoy. According to first shita, if even if you're not obligated the first, now that you didn't bring it to the second mazed, you chayv chorus. However, in the Rambam, the Aviyezri, Blazer Shach learns differently. That this whole din of Rebbe is only by someone who is mechuyev in both of them. A kotel was not mechuyev. A derech choyk is not mechuyev. Meaning, when you're mechuyev in each one of them, so you can be chayv chorus if you're mezen in the second two. In each one of them, in either or them. Masha'enke, let's say someone who is derech choyk. Derech choyk is mufka from the mitzvah. Derech choyk or tome is mufka from the mitzvah. So then, even if they're mezen in the second, they're going to be potter from chorus. Because it's not shayach a chiyev on them bichlal. The Chayvus Pesach, they were mufka from it bichlal on Yudalat Nissan. So what in a ger and a cotton? Zogt Avi Yezri. The same thing. Not like the Mechschinich. Even if the mezen and the sheni, they're going to be potter because the Maisa, they were in gans and potter. It's not like someone who's mechuyev in each one. That's Rabbi Shita. Hayz in each one. Mashen, if you're mufka from the mitzvah, they're a chayk or a cotton, you will not be chayv kores. Now that's how they learn up in the Rambam. Rashi clearly says, as the nafkamina of Gershon is Geyer. Rashi clearly says that you would be chayiv chorus, but Gershon is Gaya Kotten Shehigdil. And Rashi doesn't put it in the same category as like the Rambam says by Derech Choyke, that it's Mufka from the mitzvah. No, the same thing as Kotten Shehigdil was Betzah Mufka also, Rashi still says, that would be the Nafkamina by Gershon is Gaya Ben Shep Sochim, that he would be chayiv chorus. But in the Rambam, the Blazer Shach wants to learn that there's a difference between being mazen in one or the other,
or being b'derech chayka or kodesh higdil. We'll stop over here. The Gemara continues now, and the Gemara continues with shloshta mikra echa darshu. We'll continue that tomorrow.